Hello. Hi, everyone. So this is a very special episode of Sorry Mom. As you guys have probably realized, I've been kind of alternating hosts, trying to figure out the best course of action. This is just a really special episode of Sorry Mom because pew, 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 Sydney Mailer's fucking back, bitches. She's back, baby. Let's play the motherfucking song. Oh my God, we're getting demonetized so hard. I don't even care. I'm not allowed to curse that much.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit?
Just one fist going crazy.
Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
Your vagina is showing.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Mailer.
And we're back, baby, and we're doing the fucking thing.
What's up,
are you
guys?
Are you guys as exhilarated as I am? God, if I had a penis, I would be fully erect right now. What a rush, guys. Let's talk about it. Hi. Oh my God.
What's up?
See, this just feels right.
It does. You know, it feels like, back, I feel
no
like.
No disrespect to anybody, but like, it just, this feels right.
Yeah.
It you know, it felt wrong before and now it feels good. So Sid's back.
I am. Yeah. Do you know what I decided about a podcast is, first of all, when I left, I was like, God, I have all these thoughts still. And I was like, I got nowhere to say them. And I started just writing them down and I was like, well, okay. Yeah. I kept writing notes and I was like, why are you doing that? You're not doing anything with those. I was like, yeah, but I got to ask people. I just got to write it down. I have all this shit in my head. So yeah. I also have a theory. This is a little deep for right off the bat.
I'm here for it.
But I think that the reason why people make so many podcasts, like everybody has a fucking podcast now, is because people don't talk to each other as much.
Yes, 100%.
People don't talk to each other. And so they have like all these things they want to say or like talk about or like theories, and people don't sit around and talk to each other anymore. And if you do, it's like kind of weird. You're like, that's a little okay,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
And so
like,
that's why.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Because we used to just sit around and talk to each other as a fucking people. And now we don't. And so I think that's why everyone's starting to do podcasts, because everybody has shit to say, but nobody's fucking listening.
Yeah. And I feel like it's like, how often do you literally have a conversation with someone without your phone?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's good for our noodles, like our little noggins.
Me too. Me too.
Can we address your hands?
Oh, I have no nails.
What?
Because I'm doing so much construction on my goddamn house.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Tyler yesterday was like, when are you going to get your nails done? But he was fucking with me. But
fucking,
I was like, yeah.
In like a decade, I've never seen this.
I know. I'm real ratchet at
this
the moment.
This is so crazy. Well, yeah. Let me see them again. I mean, they look great.
They're stubbier. Huh?
They look like normal hands.
I know.
You're like, I hate it. Exactly. Normal.
I hate it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, this is a... It's how we're going to format these. Should we tell everybody just so they know? Like, we're just going to like bulk.
Yeah. This is our first try at it. We're going to see how it goes. Yeah. We're going to try to bulk it out. We're going to do one day. We're going to do four podcasts.
Make a day of it.
Yeah. Make a day of it. We're going to get lunch. And then we're going to see if we're burnt as fuck afterwards or not. And then if that's working, then we're going to keep doing it. And if not, we're going to try to figure out a different way to do it. But yeah,
I feel like, in theory, like I'm like, oh, once a month, like that seems like something to look forward to. And then we got the whole day.
Once a month sounds good. It's the four that I'm worried about.
It's
the 4 hours of continuous talking.
Although I feel like
that
after
my brain's going to need to really get a hold of.
I don't want to see Nikki for another month. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of
I'm going to be like, I don't want to talk to you for a month.
I never want to see you again. And then in a month. Yeah. But then I was thinking like, oh, after every week, I can like write some notes down and be like, what happened this week? And then I'm like, what did I do? We didn't even talk really about your honeymoon to the full extent.
No, we didn't. I haven't talked to the podcast at all about the honeymoon.
No one knows anything.
By the way, I went on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
That was a honeymoon that I was posting.
she was on a honeymoon.
Yeah, that was that. It was fucking amazing. I have a bunch of notes on it.
Yeah.
Do we want to start?
I mean, should we like continue talking about just
other things first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do that.
What else do we have?
Oh, I have so much other stuff.
I have so much to say. Oh my God, I have so much
okay,
to say.
Okay, let me scroll.
Oh my gosh.
Let me scroll. Yeah. Let's see here.
It's just weird talking to somebody else for this. Like, great people in my life, but I literally don't think I can talk to anybody and enjoy it as much as I talk to you. Like, it's just like, I've tried.
It's a good flow.
It's
we got a great flow. Yeah. Well, we've known each other forever.
And
that's
in
what
life.
It's always been like that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean, though. Yeah. But I'm like, I know people for a long time, and I fucking can't talk to them as long as I can talk to you.
It still didn't go that way.
I would never be like, you know what I would like to do? Talk to you uninterrupted for one full hour every week.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think
that's
I'm okay.
Just
on it.
Not the kind of relationship we have. Most people I feel like in my life, I'm like, we have a relationship where like I talk to you like every other month for a little bit and then like that's enough.
I think that's a normal relationship.
Yeah. Well, just like a normal friend
in
your 30s is like that's we have a mutual understanding that life is going on and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
And like this is as much as I can give.
This is as much as I can give to you from a distance.
Yeah. And we'll schedule it.
Yeah, exactly. And like if one of us can't make it, that's a relief.
Yeah. Thank God.
I'm relieved now. It's almost Christmas.
I know.
I would
it's almost Thanksgiving right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's next week. Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. Well, I guess
I guess you don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving because you're going to Africa.
I am going to fucking Africa.
I know. If you don't get a photo with a giraffe, I'm going to be pissed.
If I don't get multiple photos,
are you
going to
like point
giraffes
up and be like, a giraffe's vagina? You know, that's funny.
I'd like to see that. Now that's
now
funny.
That's funny.
Now that's good. I'm so curious I have literally no, my frame of reference for this trip is the wild thornberries.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. I've never been anywhere. Now I'm going someplace that starts with a Z. That's weird.
Yeah.
Zanzibar. I'm like, Also maps.
Sounds like a protein bar.
Yeah. Tanzania. And Zanzibar.
Sound like herbs.
So many Z's.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Yeah. I don't even. Is there any place in the U.S. that starts with a Z?
Probably.
I'm so bad at geography.
Yeah.
Sudan, why are you there? Like, I looked at a map. I was like, that can't be right. Like, Pangaea. So now when everybody, like, because I've been getting schooled now on geography. Yeah. So I just keep saying it's Pangaea. Which is that's in Pangaea. Everything's Pangaea.
Yeah.
And everybody can go fuck themselves because I never learned this.
Yeah, it is.
Did you learn any of the things? I learned nothing.
No, I didn't.
I feel like this is what I think geography should be. If I run for president, this is what I'm running on the promise of. I'm changing the rulers. It's going to be an inch, a half inch, a quarter inch. That's what we get.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not fucking around with this 1/18th of an inch bullshit.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
And can we learn all of the fucking Europe measurements?
Yeah, just
every documentary I watch, I'm like,
centimeters.
I don't know how much that is.
How many kilometers?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Also, you made the show for the U.S.
Yeah.
So don't be a dick.
I hate when people
it's fucking
like,
hate that.
You pretentious asshole.
I was yelling. I think I was just yelling too loud.
Talk. I know. It's that. I hate that.
I do.
When people talk and like, oh, it was like, how many kilometers? It's like, bro. Like,
okay.
Okay. You're from America.
So big. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's big. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yards. What the fuck? Yeah. So that. And then this is how I feel like geography should be. Okay. If it's like attached to something, right? Like North America. I say U.S., Canada, Alaska, we're North America, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, we're kind of touching South America, but, like, barely. So, like, that can be South America. Europe, that whole shit. Africa's the same. And then Australia. I fucking love Australia. Australia's great because
Why do you love Australia? Have you been to Australia?
No, I love Australia because it's a country and it's a continent. Done.
Yeah.
That's it. Australia is fucking Australia.
Yeah.
That's, and then what is the, and then New Zealand's also there. So yeah. It's like, I can remember that. Yeah. Australia figured it out. They're like, fucking country, we're a continent. Fuck off.
We're done.
I'm like, great. I understand you, Australia. So simple. But like, you're going to try and, Israel's fucking where? Sudan's what? It's like, this is Russia. Russia's like also in China. Like Europe. You're all in Europe.
Yeah. I'm not. Not into the geography thing. Do you know what we could talk about? Those are fucking time zones.
Yeah.
Not the time zones as much as like time zones are fine, but the whole daylight savings.
I thought we were over.
You know
it.
What? I thought we were. I thought we did a vote.
Me
also
too.
That we weren't doing this shit anymore. Second of all, you know what? If everybody
we
can
did
be,
a vote. I didn't vote on that, but I know. What
I
you're
know
talking
other
about.
People did. Yeah. And they said yes, the same as I did.
I thought they were like,
change this.
Yeah.
So I think that if everybody can be like he, them, the whatever the fuck, I think that I can like. I
identify with
identify as standard time, like standard time zones. And so, you know, the fact that you're saying that it's 8 o'clock right now, it's actually 9 o'clock in my world because this is a like made up structure. And I identify as not this time zone. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I actually think you
it's
could.
Actually really rude of you to bring it up. It's really rude.
Wow.
Wow.
That's really offensive.
Yeah.
I really think that you could totally get away with that.
Right?
And if you phrased it like that, people would just have
they
to
would have
it.
To be like, okay.
100%.
Well, you know how Sydney's, she's on standard time.
Yeah.
She
identifies as being on standard time.
Yeah.
So I feel like you could just, if you put like, I identify before
anything,
literally
now?
Anything, people can't say shit to you.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I identify with like, that being free.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like,
that's what I think.
I don't know what to do here. Do I call the police?
The store's like, I identify as it not. And well, I guess they're really at a standstill here.
Yeah. The, you sound like big corporate America. Right
yeah.
now. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Like, and me as an individual, like, I really
this
think.
Is what
yeah.
you do.
Take your phone.
Yeah. Take your fucking phone on, start filming. Can you believe this guy?
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. I don't know. But apparently there's like a big problem with all these stores closing down because they changed the laws. Did you hear about this in California where like the it's now it used to be like a felony if you stole like,
oh, yeah,
I think it was like $1,500 or something. And now
it's like $5,000, I think
more than that.
It's
like crazy. You can steal so much shit now and it's not a felony.
Oh.
And so all of these stores are like closing down because they're like, everyone's robbing us all the time and we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like hordes of people.
Oh my God.
It's nuts. Like they closed down a bunch of Targets too.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you hear that Crate and Barrel's shutting down on the West Coast?
Really?
I haven't seen anything about this, but my whole family told me that it's happening. Yeah. So maybe go to the outlets.
How the fuck is Sears in business still?
How? It's a front.
That's the only way. It's Sears is a gateway to the mall.
It is a gateway to the, that's all it is. It's just a walkthrough.
It's the portal to the mall.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I guess they can't close it down because, like, how do you get into the mall? You know?
Yeah.
That's, like, the only thing I think I can think of. Like,
why else is this still here?
That seems to be the only way. And they really future-proofed themselves. They're like, you want to shut us down? Good luck getting into the mall.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah.
This whole entrance is blocked. 5 entrances of yours are blocked.
How are you
going
to get to the mall?
Yeah. Now
genius.
What?
Yeah. Genius, Sears. I figured that's
that is
the
pretty
only
good because they take up one whole side.
That's the,
they always do one whole side of the mall.
You have to shut down. Yeah.
But who the fuck goes through that side of the mall anyways?
I don't know. Sometimes it's the only way.
That's true. Sometimes.
But who's stopping? Someone in a rush. They're like, they don't have time to get to the mall. They just have time to like get to Sears and like, turn around.
Yeah.
That's all I can
know.
Think.
I haven't been to a Sears in like 20 years.
Maybe you have walking through to get.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I literally our mall. Like you don't have to go in that entrance. There's a cooler entrance,
but there's one of the entrances.
Oh,
entry.
Like no, like 7 of the entrances are Sears. Yeah,
it really is. It's like the portal,
and that whole side is just empty. All the parking lot's all empty.
Yeah,
I
nobody
don't know
wants
what the
to. People like boycott because they're like, why would
well,
I?
Well, they're just
Sears?
Like, I'm not going to go in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So many questions.
Do you want to know another shitty business that I recently decided is shitty and you're going to be pissed?
Uh-oh.
Raising Cane's. You know why?
Tell me.
I fucking had Raising Cane's the other day and I went to eat it and I was like, you know what? This is fucking bullshit. All this is just frozen food. It's like the frozen food, like the frozen fries you get in the bag.
Yeah.
And then the frozen chicken you get in a bag.
Yeah.
And then it's not even the good Texas toast that you get in a box.
No, I agree with you.
And I was
okay. They can be better.
I was like, okay, fine. Like, the chicken's amazing. Chicken's and the great. Sauce is great. The fries I'm not into and the bread I'm not into, but that's fine. And then also, if you get the Louisiana hot sauce and you put it inside, you mix it inside the sauce, it's really fantastic. But I was like, how did they start this business? Do you think they were in a dorm and they were like, hey, I made extra fucking chicken and fries. Like, it's $1 each if anybody wants it, and just yelled it down the dorm fucking hallway.
Yeah.
And that's how they started their business. And think of all the restaurants that are across the street from a Raising Cane's that are legit businesses that are failing.
Yeah.
And yet they're like, these motherfuckers are making frozen chicken fingers and fucking ripping it up. The fuck?
What I appreciate about Raising Cane's is they're like, we just do chicken fingers. Like, chicken. Yeah. Do they do sandwiches? I don't know.
No. They only do chicken fingers.
All they do.
But that's like In-N-Out or some other places.
Yeah, but
they do that shit.
If they do a grilled cheese, they do other. It's like, we literally do chicken fingers. Like, what do you want from us?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, all right. I understand you. I get your model. Chicken fingers. That's why I'm going. Whereas Chick-fil-A will be like, we do chicken. Like, all the chicken.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they do.
No. Chicken fingers, that's it. we do nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm like, I respect that.
Yeah.
Simple. Simplicity.
It's very simple. Yeah.
Taco Bell's
doing
fucking...
Maybe businesses should just do more of that. More simple shit.
Whereas you get Jack in the Box, it's fucking
Love Jack in the Box.
Insane. They're like, do you want Chinese orange chicken?
I know.
Or do you want tacos or a burger or chicken fingers? I'm like, what are you? That's like the fucking Jack in the Box is literally the Cheesecake Factory of fast food restaurants.
Thank you. My mom said that the other day as a positive fact. And she was in a fight with Tyler and she was like, fuck that. Like, taco or Jack in the Box is great. I was like, I fucking know, mom. Get him. And
get him, mom.
Get him.
Most white trash argument I've ever heard in my life.
And he was like, he refuses to eat at Taco Bell. I don't care.
Taco Bell?
No, I'm sorry. Jack in the Box.
Why?
He was starving one day and I was like, I'm getting to Jack in the Box is right here. And he refused to eat it until we found another place. He just thinks it's the most disgusting thing on the planet.
What about other fast food restaurants?
He's fine with anything else except for Jack in the Box. He thinks Jack in the Box is absolute trash, which it is, but it is fantastic.
All
trash.
Fast food. All fast
trash.
Food.
Yeah.
That's
No, actually, fast food has gotten a lot better because it's all $20 now. You might as well go into a restaurant and get a fucking burger. Yeah.
I mean,
it's $17 for a burger now.
What?
Yeah, you leave the drive-thru, it's here's $40. It's fucking nuts.
I don't know. Everyone's In-N-Out's healthy. I'm it's not.
In-N-Out hasn't changed their prices as much.
I'm just what, guys?
How is In-N-Out healthy?
That's what I'm saying. They're like, no, it's that's the elevated. I'm like, I don't know who started this, who did their PR, but this, it's the same. It's all the same. It's all fast food.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're not better than me. That's how I feel. Because you went to In-N-Out. You waited. You're actually worse. You got scammed.
Yeah.
You bought their propaganda and you waited in a really long line.
A really long line.
It's not worth it.
I love In-N-Out.
I mean, it's... I don't like...
I do.
I figured out I like it. I don't like their cheese. Their cheese makes it so salty. If I just get a regular burger, it's good.
You got a salt issue.
But I don't know.
You don't like salty shit. But I figured out if you do grilled onions on it and then you do the sauce.
I love that you say you figured it out.
I figured it out. I figured it out hard.
You guys, I figured it out.
Yeah. I unlocked that fucking key.
The key?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody's
heard, though, that so my mom and Tyler got into this fight because they were like, the Jack in the Box chicken sandwich, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and the Wendy's chicken sandwich, and now they're gonna have an eat-off of which chicken.
What happened? Oh god,
did it not record that whole time? No, it did. Okay, keep going.
Anyways, they're having an eat-off of which chicken sandwich from which fast food place is the best. What do you think? Mom says Jack in the Boxes.
Or
Tyler says, I think Tyler said Chick-fil-A's, but Wendy's came up somehow. So we're also bringing in Wendy's as a contestant.
Wait, give me the
chicken.
Three.
Chicken Jack in the Box chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Wendy's chicken sandwich or Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A's is fucking good, though.
I mean, I feel like Chick-fil-A doesn't put enough on their chicken sandwich.
It is very bland.
It's just chicken. Yeah.
And you can get the Jack-in-the-Box one spicy.
Well, we know where you're going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had a chicken sandwich from Wendy's in a hot minute.
I haven't been to a Wendy's at all. Yeah.
I do appreciate their, I made this point and I feel like you're going to appreciate the point more.
Okay.
Okay. Don't you feel like when Wendy's made their square burger and they were like, it's perfect for cheese. Like there will never not be cheese on this burger.
Don't you
they were probably like, this is the most brilliant idea we've ever had. And everyone's going to copy us.
Yeah.
And then when people didn't start copying them, weren't they like, they probably were like
stunned by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how there's always cheese.
I have a question. Are there buns also square at that point?
No.
That's the issue.
Yeah. Is that the issue?
I think that's the issue because then there's just so much bread.
Then your White Castle.
Well, if you're going to go full square and every single bite's going to be amazing, you should do full square. Otherwise, it's going to seem like there's a little extra, there's a little too much bread in this sandwich because your bread levels are off.
Yeah.
I think they fucked up right there.
That could have been it.
But
I don't know.
I think if they would have not fucked up, then it would be perfect.
I do like
it. I wonder if that's why White Castles are so good. Do they have a square?
Yeah, they're like little square slider.
I've never
things.
Actually had one, but I just
I don't like them. They got a weird
cool.
taste. White Castle has a weird taste. But I will say, I haven't had a fucking fast food burger in a hot minute, and Big Macs run. Like, they run the streets. Like, I don't know. Like, Big Macs are fucking solid.
Yeah.
Like, that's a solid ass burger.
Yeah. I had a Big Mac the other in Paris. I was like, listen, like, McDonald's are legit.
Are they
in Europe?
Really?
They're so nice.
Really?
It was like going into a Panera. It was fucking nice as fuck.
It was so nice. It was like a Panera.
Paneras are nice.
They are.
Yeah.
They're classy.
And like, it was beautifully clean. And like, there was like normal ass people in there. They have like fancy, like other treats you can get too.
Really?
Yeah. And their sauces smack. Their sauces are better than our sauces.
Yeah.
And it was fucking good.
Yeah.
We went to a park and ate it. I was like, I just need some normal food.
I need a normal fucking thing to eat. Damn. Yeah. Fucking Big Macs are the shit.
Right?
They really are.
Yeah.
And anybody...
I don't like the fries, though. Speaking of too salty.
McDonald's
way fucking
here's
too
what you
salty
gotta do,
for me.
Though. You gotta say no salt. They make them fresh for you.
Ooh.
They make fresh fries if you say no salt.
Oh, shit.
I know, because they all have salt on them. If you say no salt, they'll make you a fresh batch. I don't know who taught me that.
I wonder if
I
could make them extra... If they're already making an extra batch.
Hey, while you're doing it.
While you're doing
they're
it.
They're like, ma'am, this is fucking McDonald's. Yeah.
No. I'm like, we'll make it how I want.
This isn't a diner.
What is their saying? Like, gotta love
way?
It. Yeah, have it your way. Yeah,
wait,
I want it this fucking
is
way.
Is it have it your way or is it I'm loving it?
I think it's I'm
it.
Loving it.
It was I'm loving it. But
I don't think
like
it's have it your way.
Changing it.
Probably. They're always rebranding over
they
there.
They are. It's like, but look, we're still going.
Yeah. But do you know what I like? Okay, wait, but I would get them extra crispy. But do you know what I like?
Did you finish that point?
I just wanted you guys to know.
That's important.
Finish that thought. Is that fucking every like fast food place, even like Panera the other day got dinged because they're like, yeah, bitch, like your soft drinks, your teas, there's not actual like strawberries in them, you fucking liars. And like, I've had a bunch of restaurants and stuff like that being hit for stuff like that recently.
What?
And you know, McDonald's just sitting back like, yeah, motherfuckers, it's your fucking turn.
Yeah.
All our shit's on point now because we got fucking raped so often.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Your turn. Everybody eat them. Eat them. Like.
Yeah. I just don't know what people expect. Like, look, you're going to a fast food restaurant, guys. Like, you think that you're going to be like, actually, like, the salad has a lot of calories. It's like, it's fast food.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, who cares what's in it? It's not chicken, obviously. I go in knowing, like, this probably isn't chicken.
Yeah, you go in going like, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste good. That's why you went there, because it tasted good.
Because I'm lazy and feel like being fatty right now.
Yeah.
If I wanted, like, I would just eat at home.
Yeah. Or go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You know what I had the other night that was so fucking good? Chili and sea bass. You forget that?
Yeah.
It's like butter.
Yeah.
And it's like so expensive.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
Did you make it?
Nah. I went to a restaurant.
Good.
I went to a steakhouse, actually.
Nice.
And I ordered it, which was an interesting choice, but I never have it. And I was like, holy fuck. It was so good that like I knew other people at the table were like, oh, I'd like a bite of that. And usually like they offer me a bite.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I did not do that. I ate the whole fucking thing and I went, they're like,
you
how
never
was it?
Do that.
I've been doing it now, especially because like
because we don't eat together anymore.
We went with Ryan's friend, and he was like, he always gets so much food that it's like, all right, this is plenty. Like, I for sure want a bite of all of your stuff. So like,
so I'll give it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But I was like, no. No, and it was huge. I was like, holy fuck, I've been sleeping on this fish.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I haven't been because it was like $57,
yeah,
but I didn't pay for it. Fuck, I was like, free fish,
free food, bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
I've been going to a lot of free dinners lately, and I'm good. Like, well,
you might as
I'm
well
I'm not gonna not eat this. Yeah. Like, I don't know when I'm gonna eat this again.
Yeah, that's opportunity eating.
That's how I've been living my life recently. Yeah. And I kind of have to like, all right, there's a lot of opportunity. I had no opportunity. Now it's a lot of opportunity. Yeah. So let's like find the balance here. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Good for
how
you.
How was the food in
everywhere?
Yeah. All the
great
places.
It was amazing. In France though, there's like not one healthy option. It's
really?
Like, do you just want butter or do you just want like butter? And like,
there's no
there was
option?
Yeah, there was like never like a salad option.
Really?
Which I wasn't going to eat the salad option anyways.
Of course not, but like.
But like, I started to notice at the end because I was like, dude, I'm feeling heavy.
Is everybody obese there? I don't know.
No, everyone walks so goddamn much that they're all like not. Or I was even noticing like in Paris specifically, because Paris was like completely different than like France, I must say, kind of, is like. Everyone was so fucking so skinny. And I don't know if it's like the LA vibes of like, when you come to LA, like everybody's skinny.
Yeah.
But like they were like very skinny.
What do they eat?
And I don't think they eat. They have to just eat one thing a day.
I feel like, isn't that the thing though? They do like
cigarettes and not eat.
They have like
cigarettes are one meal.
A pastry in the morning and then like dinner or something.
Yeah. I could see that.
I don't know.
And then also their meals take
forever.
So long. Yeah. They have like a glass of water, cigarette. Then they like wait, they talk for a long time. Then they have, you know, an appetizer, a cigarette.
Oh,
and then they wait and you're like sitting there waiting for a table and you're like, motherfuckers, come on. But that's every single day, there's like such a long period of time between each thing. And then at the end, you always have coffee afterwards.
Yeah.
It's very like, oh, I'm doing whatever I want. Yeah.
I kind of like that though. Cause it's like, all right, you're like, you're paying for a meal.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're spending
time.
This
is an event we're doing. Which, so I get that. It's like, oh, we're doing dinner. This is going to be an experience. But like, I'd have to start early and not be hangry.
Yeah.
Like, I need food now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get hangry.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, without that brief, I would have been like, oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
We had a reservation.
Bitch.
Bring it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What did you eat? What kind of food did they have?
Being like rushed over there, I feel like, is so like American. Oh my gosh, you're so rushed. Like, stop. I got made fun of continuously in Paris. I just want everyone to know that.
For what?
Everything. Just being alive. They were like, fucking hate you.
What?
I got made fun of by kids. I got made fun of by an old man. I got made fun of by just normal age people, obviously. They were just like, just fucking. And you know what? I was not a dick. I was not one of those like dick Americans. But then I accidentally sat next to this woman that was, and I was like, oh, you think I'm this bitch who was just a fucking dumbass piece of shit. And I was like, oh, you think that's what a dumb American is? And so you see my blonde fucking face and you go, oh,
we've
that's
seen her
you.
Before.
Yeah.
Why was she a bitch?
She was just so, she was like from LA and she was just like really dumb and just really like, oh, like, do you have, she was just fucking annoying as shit. And then Tyler was like, oh yeah. And then there's this guy in front of me at the coffee store and he was the same way. Like, well, don't you have this or can't you do this? And like, you don't ask questions around here. You just fucking take what you're given.
Yeah.
Also bathrooms, huge issue. Yeah.
Big
huge
issue.
I got into a fucking... Do you want to tell them about the brawl I got into?
I was
going to
save
one
it
guy?
For the next episode. Okay, I feel like
let's save the bathrooms in general for the next episode.
That's going to be a lengthy one.
Yeah, but I ate just a shit ton of every single meal, meat and cheese.
Really?
Meat and cheese. Yeah, and bread, obviously, to go with the meat and cheese.
Of course.
And it was fantastic. It was so fantastic. It was so good. I didn't get to eat like any of the pastries though or any of the desserts because I was so full from all of the rich food that I ate otherwise. Oh, I had snails.
How was it?
Fucking actually
They're
good.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
You do have to chew them after like a couple bites and then you swallow them. And I thought that was a really weird thing for Tyler to tell me to do.
That's called eating food.
And I was like, right, but like I do. Why would I only chew like a couple times and then like that makes chew. But they start to get like too chewy. And I was like, keep chewing them? Yeah. And I had them in pesto and they were really, really good in pesto. Yeah. Tyler said they were like way better than in butter. And I was like, well,
you guys
good.
Are they really vibed. Adventurous eaters, which I appreciate. Yeah.
And like, we had a duck liver like every fucking meal.
I hate it.
It was great. Ugh. I brought some home. Apparently you can bring it home.
What?
I brought some home for Thanksgiving, so I'm going to give it to my family and make them try it. Ugh. And there's like this chutney I got with it that was like on the side that a lot of people also served with it.
How did you bring this home? I have so many questions.
Apparently you're allowed to. We looked it up.
Yeah, but like how?
Oh, we got like cans of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, can I get this to go? And then you just like brought it with you.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, questions.
Yeah, no, not at all. So yeah, that was fucking sick.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And then
and we did Greece. Greece was amazing.
Greece
the
is
food
like,
was my favorite.
That's where
probably.
I
want to
go.
Greece was so great. Mykonos was amazing. Fucking so amazing food. We'll just stay on the food topic.
See, yeah, I feel like that's where you went first.
And it was fresh. Like everything was fresh. It's by the sea. So you have like all the seafood. Yeah. And then even Italy, like when we went to Italy, we were like by the sea still. So it was like all this like fresh lit like seafood with pasta.
Yeah.
Because I wanted pasta.
Of course.
So it was fucking
in Italy. Was
great.
Was the pasta better?
Pasta was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't like be an Italian restaurant in Italy and like not have fresh pasta. It's like,
right?
That's rude.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You can't. It's just like, that's not what we do here.
Yeah.
I will say, I made pasta. I made gnocchi.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I was so angry because it's fucking potatoes.
Yeah.
And it's flour and it's egg. And I want to know why I go to a restaurant and I order this shit and they give me four of them. And this shit made so mad. It's the cheapest ingredients and it made hundreds of gnocchi. And you're going to charge me $20 for four of these bitches? Like,
yeah.
It took 2 seconds to make this. Like, and it was the cheapest. I was so livid. I was like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Like, I've been conned. I feel like I've been getting conned recently by, like, I went to have coffee with my friend Gabe, and I paid, like, $9 for a cup of coffee, and I just wanted to be like, I know that you're ripping me off. Like, I agree, but I need you to know that I fucking know what's going on here. Like,
I see what you're doing.
I see what, you're doing. You're not getting one past me. Like, I'm pissed. I feel like they're like, she just spent $9 on a cup of coffee. Like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about it. I'm like, how one person did it and now everybody's doing it. And I'm like, can I just, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair.
No.
It's coffee.
I know. It's water. It's flavored water.
Like, when did that really become a thing? I want to know when that became a thing. Because that's not
apparently we're in a quiet recession.
I don't know if it's... I mean, you saw the charts out there.
Yeah.
Ryan's been tracking this recession for a while now. Sydney's like, I think he's in a meeting. I'm like, no, he's just watching crypto like he does every... It's like charts and like spreadsheets.
I had to pause it because I kept talking.
Yeah, like, this is my life every day. Like, he's like, this is really important information. I'm like, fucking loser. It's like that or
but
like...
But make us some money, babe.
Yeah, seriously, go do that. It's like that or like, this is how tractors work. And I'm like, I can't believe... Like, riveted by this content. Does Tyler do shit like that? Well, this man will sit or like literally be like... And then we filled the pool and we took the backhoe and he's just like,
you know what? No shit. Actually, yeah, I was going to say no. All he does is read. This man, I don't care what he's doing.
Like books?
No, on his phone. Oh, he has like 10,000 sites that he reads and like all just, he knows everything. But anyways, and even if we're watching a movie, he's reading while watching the movie. He's working, he's reading while fucking working. But he does like to watch because I'm always in control of the TV. Yeah. So I was like, no, he doesn't watch anything. But
he watches what I watch.
He watches what I watch. But because he's just reading anyways. But he will put on when he's by himself, he'll put on How It's Made.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like the like intense edition, or there's some like extra edition apparently you can get. And he's like, that's the best one.
Oh my God.
And so he puts that on and he reads. And so it's kind of the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, Ryan, I'm like, look over the other day. He'll just put shit on and it was like, I made this big ball of tinfoil. And like, he watched this man make a ball of tinfoil, like a huge ass ball of tinfoil. And then he was like, and then I polished the ball of tinfoil. And then I tried to cut it in half and that didn't work. So I reached out to these people and they sent me back this cut in half ball of tinfoil. I'm like,
why?
You think I watch dumb shit? Like, yeah. You just watched this man make a ball of tinfoil and like so much time went into this. I'm like, and I'm like, that's some shit that I would be like, who fucking watches this? And then like, it has millions of views.
Yeah. That's like, have you been, do you accidentally catch yourself watching like on Instagram? It's leaked onto there because I don't TikTok, but on, it'll be like people cleaning.
Oh.
And you accidentally continue to watch people clean.
No.
And I'm like, why did I watch this woman clean that? I don't know why.
There's some like, Ryan's brother sent me this thing about like, it's like a pressure washer. Like it gets in the corners and like, it's like hooks on your vacuum and like sprays water and cleans it. I was like, I gotta get out of here. Like I gotta turn my phone off. Like this is so bad. Cause I'll watch that shit and then I'll look around and be like, oh, it's time.
Yeah.
Like it's time. This clear my schedule. Like I gotta clean the corners of everything in this house. I've been trying to be better, but it's like not easy. I thought shit was dirty before. Mm. I've been losing my goddamn mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to surrender. There's nothing I can do at this point.
Yeah.
Like that. I just
have to let it be.
You can't. Like yeah. just always someone. Think I've been on my baking tear. Oh, we can talk about that the next time. But
oh, I saw your post.
Made an army.
Are you doing the baskets again?
Sure fucking am.
Cool. Don't give me any. I don't want one. I'm on a diet. After eating all that bread and fucking cheese and shit for 3 weeks, I'm like, no. No, right. Bitch. You're done.
You're going to be sorry.
I am going to be sorry, but that is what it is. Unless you want to bring them in a bag and bring them to Tyler.
This is a very specific request. I'm giving you something out of the generosity of my... I only want them if they're individually wrapped and frozen so I can eat them at my own leisure. I'd like them to be
frozen would be
cookie,
good, too, because then I wouldn't want to eat them. Actually, that's a good idea.
I could ration them out.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
Like, this is a gift, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Well, what time is it? Man, that flew by.
I think we're done.
I think we're done with our first one. I'm feeling good. I feel like we still have a lot to talk about.
We're doing it. Yeah.
we're on a roll now. Well, shit, guys. We love you. This is exciting. And we will both see you next week.
Okay, bye.